Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet.
Think all those hockey experts.
Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry. I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts.
I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shot.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert. JPP.
What a ding-a-ling.
Linsanity. I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan.
You got plenty of money. Get you a driver.
Bump that. Side pieces. Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolina. Welcome to BSS Carolina, proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back in broadcasting with the Attitude Broadcasting Company. It's the Attitude Era, baby.
That's right. And, of course, I'm Rocky. Joining me once again today is beautiful Big Shot Bob.
What's happening?
What's going on?
Pepsi, the cola of the Carolinas. Get your Pepsi. Get your Pepsi on.
Get your Pepsi. All right. So we got a great show today. We got Dummies of the Week. We got Sunshine Players of the Week. We got two words. We got a bunch to talk about today. I hope everybody enjoyed the draft special we just did. Everybody on Periscope, thanks for sticking around. We got another great show today. And you can call us if you like.
919-943-2044. We'd love to hear your comments. Love to put you on the air. And or snap us at BSS Carolinas. Add us to your snap page.
Absolutely. But first and foremost, let's go into our Dummies of the Week. Who's there? It's the Breakdown, Dummy of the Week. All right, do you have any dummies this week?
Conor McGregor. I had to give it to you one more time, Conor. Really? You blew away $10 million and you thought you was just going to weasel your way back into UFC 200, huh? Ha ha. Fool on you. Enjoy watching from the house. That's who I got this week.
That's all you got? All right. First one I'm going to go with is James Harden. Taking a nap during the Golden State. I guess you might as well. Watching your team play does put you to sleep. But James Harden, and then, of course, him waiting in line for an iPhone 7. that was just great. That's one of my dummies. Another one of my dummies is, I'm going to go back to the high school player, Tigers Collins flips bird at booing fans in Detroit. You do realize that's your home fans, right? Because he dropped the ball.
You can't let what the fans say to you or respond to you affect you on the field. You got to keep it professional, keep your head in the game. And just handle it. If you make a mistake, of course fans are going to boo, especially if you lose a baseball in the lights and it's dark outside. How do you lose a baseball in the light and it's dark outside? This is kind of a head scratching.
Yeah, just a little. The next one is going to be Drake, just for being Drake. trolling Paul George this week. The next one I have is... Where is it? Skip Bayless. No, I ain't going to go Skip Bayless this week. If you haven't seen the video, hashtag more than men, women in sports face harassment, I would advise you to watch it to see what women. And if you haven't seen that, listen to Jemele Hill talk about some of the things that's tweeted to her. No one should go. Should do this,
especially for doing a job that they love to do. Really? I mean, these Twitter bullies.
And I don't care. Sarah Spain's not my favorite to listen to talk sports, but I'm not going to harass her on Twitter and tell her how much she, you know, she's doing her job.
Don't be jealous because she got the job and you didn't.
Right. We need to move past that. Panthers running back, in case you haven't heard or seen, Cameron Artis Payne was arrested for speeding in Gaston County, 100 miles per hour and 65.
What are you speeding in Gaston County for, boy? Slow down. Don't you want to stay on the team? Obviously not.
Oh, man, you come on. I'm going to throw this one out there. Mark Cuban for calling Russell Westbrook not a superstar. I don't know what a superstar is supposed to look like.
Right. I think his feelings was hurt because he knew his team was getting mollywopped. And then Russ Westbrook went out and just politely dropped 39 points and 12 dimes and eight rebounds on him to close him out. Man, oh man. Kevin Durant said, he's an idiot. And then they were clowning Charlie Villanueva, but Thomas, he watched all 82 games from the sideline, so he'll be waiting the next season to watch 82 more games. And then Kevin Durant said on his breath, he might not even be in the league next year. That's what right. You talking about, dog?
Yeah, Villanueva may not be. The next one I've got, high school basketball star found to be 30 years old in
what?
Canada.
Huh?
Yeah.
How they got a 30-year-old dressed up like a high schooler?
This I don't know, but he was found to be 30 years old.
He looks 30. He don't look like no high school kid to me.
Well, it's Canada.
How many times have you been left back? I stayed in 10th grade 6 years and 11th grade for another 6 years. So now I'm in 12th grade.
So, yeah, he's one of my dummies.
Damn. That's dumb.
Sacramento Kings new uniforms. Have you seen them?
Yeah, I've seen the new logos going out.
Yeah, the new logos.
I heard there were tattoo parlors giving away free tattoos of the logo if you wanted the logo tattooed on yourself.
Yeah, there's the new logos.
The Sacramento Kings.
If you haven't seen the first one looks like Chelsea's logo in soccer.
The Chelsea FC,
yeah,
from the Barclays League.
Yeah,
please don't use that.
The most famous logo.
I thought it was looked like the Food Lion line.
Kind of, yeah, kind of looks like that too. But yeah. At least they're trying to do something different. I give them that. Maybe you can do something on the court.
Please, get a good coach that can deal with Boogie, Martin Jackson.
Jeff Tigg at the end of game four, flopping. And in the biggest flop of the year, tell me you've seen it because I'll find it if you haven't. Marcus Smart in game three. Did you see the flop he did?
I didn't. I think I heard about it. But I didn't see him flop. I've been watching a little bit of the Atlanta-Boston series. I mean, it's been brutal. It's been brutal to watch. Boston's offense is not that good.
No, it's not. But this was probably a flop of the year. Or flop of the century. It's probably the biggest flop ever.
Is he going to end up on Shaq and the Fool for flopping?
If he didn't, I'm very surprised. Let me see if it shows it here. That's not it. Whoops. Porzingis. But yes, it's.
Man, Marcus, that was not so smart. He's done some not so smart things in his career, like pushing the fan at the Texas Tech game. It's numerous things Marcus has done. I mean, he's a heck of a young player, and he helped them come back in game four.
Let me pull it up here. But, yeah, if you haven't seen it, please watch it. It's very entertaining flop. Charlotte fan from it. Oh, okay. But, yeah, of course, they're doing a Strahan commercial. There we go. Only at JCPenney. There you go.
Big up to Michael Strahan. Oh, he's going to be full-time on Good Morning America. And him and Kelly Ripple now have a beef. I don't think she's going to do the show again until he leaves permanently. It's funny, man. I can't believe how childish these adults act.
What did he?
I mean, there were after the word came out that he left. You know, there were.
What's Marcus right there at the bottom? I think yeah, that's him. Oh, here we go. Yeah, right here. He doesn't touch him. Watch the replay. I mean, seriously.
He ran past Kyle Korver, jumped in the air, and fell out and was holding his gut like he just took the biggest blow ever. It's like, boy, get up and get back on defense.
I had to show you that one because it's great. If you haven't seen it, go to our Facebook page, Breakdown Sports Show.
What be going through these players' minds?
I don't know. Jason Terry guarantees the Rockets will beat the Warriors game 5. Nice guarantee.
Right? No, everybody heard that and said, whatever. We'll enjoy the offseason, which might be Jason Terry's last season.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He's had
a good career, though, but.
He has. He's won a title, so we got to give him that much. All right, that's my dummies of the week. Yeah, that's all you had?
Yeah. But, yeah, when they announced Michael Strahan was going to GMA, all of a sudden there was rumors that came out. There's been beef between Michael and Kelly the whole time. They don't talk to each other directly. They have their people speak to each other to communicate show notes and stuff. I was like, wow, these are some really big kids out here, man.
Pretty much. I mean, it's too much. People just, you know, come on. Don't need to be like that. Let's move into NHL playoffs. Woo-hoo! In the semifinals are set for both conferences. Dallas beat the Wild 4-2. The Blues beat the Blackhawks 4-3. So the Blues and Stars on one side. The Predators beat that Ducks 4-3 in game 7. Another big upset. San Jose beat LA Kings 4-1. So we got San Jose versus Nashville and St. Louis versus Dallas. And we
had none of that.
Scott and Turtle had the Stars and Hawks. Okay, and they had the Ducks and Sharks. So two of their teams are left.
What do we have?
We had Dallas and Chicago, and we had Anaheim, LA.
So, so we got one. Dallas.
And Dallas is done after that. We didn't have Dallas going past Chicago. Mm. So in the East, the Islanders are up 1-0 after last night. But they beat the Panthers, and the Lightning beat the Red Wings, and then the Capitals and Penguins are playing in the next round. We had Washington and the Rangers. We had the Rangers winning this round, getting past Washington. So we're, yeah.
We're done. we're done.
Yeah, and we have Florida. In 6 games over, we had Detroit beating Florida.
Yeah, that's not going to happen either.
Oh, yeah. So that half of bracket is done. The only team we got are the Capitals right now. We got the Capitals and Dallas. But we're done after this one.
Oh, gosh.
They have the Caps making it to the finals, which they got the Caps winning it all. They got the Rangers winning in one half. They had the Panthers winning and the Red Wings winning. So their half of the bracket is screwed up too. But they do. The only thing saving them, they got Washington. So we got hope Washington loses to the Penguins.
Man,
then we can win the whole thing.
It doesn't matter. We were both really bad. So we're going to have to default to next year.
So, we have to pick. We got to hope the Penguins beat the Caps and we have a shot. In our
they still owe us for last year.
I know. It's not like I'm going to – yeah, I know. But we'll see. We will have them on our show, and then we'll be on their show at some point.
You know how – the only postseason hockey I've watched so far was the New York Ranger – player cussing out the reporter in the locker room after the Rangers lost the other night. That's the only postseason hockey I've watched. I haven't even watched the highlights.
If you haven't seen that, and that's about the only thing I watch, if you haven't seen that, what he's talking about, please check it out. It's pretty hilarious.
He was like, dude, I want you to leave. He was like, I'm not doing that. I'm not going anywhere. The reporter was giving him the business.
The guy ain't got to leave.
He ain't got to leave. He said, I got my media rights. Don't you see this press pass, fool?
We're going from NHL. We're going to go into Sunshine, Players of the Week. Do you have any?
Kemba Walker and Jeremy Lin, Game 4 performance. 34 from Kemba, 21 from Jeremy Lin. Outstanding, outstanding. And Nick Batum coming back in Game 5. He only hit two shots, but they were two big three-pointers in the fourth quarter that kept Charlotte into it until we could finally get the lead and hold on for Game 5. Let's big ups to the Spurs, the Thunder, the Warriors, the Cavaliers. All of them have moved on to the second round, which we're not surprised. So congratulations, guys. Shout out to Steve Kerr, CJ McCollum, we already mentioned.
Steve Kerr on winning Coach of the Year.
Many for people only were coaching, what, 40 games?
Yep.
CJ McCollum, most improved player, of course. Josh Norman for getting paid. Absolutely paid. Congratulations, young man. And to all you guys, y'all are my sunshine players of the week for joining us and tuning in and checking us out every week. We really appreciate it, man.
Definitely, definitely. And follow us on Twitter, BSS Carolinas also. For me, I got a couple. I got Andrew McCutchen hits three homers versus Colorado Tuesday night. He was tearing it up. Jake Arrieta pitched a no-hitter this past week.
Can I ask you about Jake Arrieta?
Yeah.
There was a
PED.
Yeah, suspicion. What do you think? I mean, we can't fault them because they have a lot of valid points.
I get the valid points. The problem with it in today's society, now if somebody has a great season or start to separate themselves from other people, they always question PED, 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 PED.
Yeah.
I mean, that's automatic now in baseball.
But when you go from trash to the pinnacle, I mean.
But we didn't hear anything last year. We didn't hear anything last year about this.
But now it's starting to come to light because it's like, this guy is
because
ERA
how dominant he is now.
He's pitching. And then, you know, first inning he's throwing 98. Seventh inning he's still throwing 98. And it's just kind of suspect. I'm not going to put that on Arrieta. I think he's just found his groove. I'm going to just go with that.
That's what I think. I mean, look at Syndergaard. Syndergaard's throwing 95-mile-an-hour slider.
Yeah.
No one's questioning if he's got, you know, because he's not – below a 1 ERA. We didn't question Zach Greinke last year when he had below a 2 ERA. I mean, where are we going to stop in baseball with everybody?
We can't.
We're not.
We're not.
Because you know why
because
we're not?
Because of the 90s.
Look at Barry Bonds. Barry Bonds has never been proven guilty, and he still, you know, there's still the question. So now, of course, everybody is PED. Look at, I mean, it's just, where are we going to say? We're going to just admit these guys are superior athletes. You know, if they're not getting a drug test and they don't fail a drug test, stop questioning them.
Right on.
I mean, enjoy what you see them do. I think Arrieta just, he found his groove, like you said. He went to the right team, the right situation. And, you know, he's mastered what he's done.
He's killing it. He's mastered his craft.
I mean, no one's questioning Clayton Kershaw.
But Clayton does get dinged up. Like, two nights ago, Juan Carlos Stanton hit a bomb off Kershaw, made him damn near throw up on himself.
Actually, if you watch him, he threw up in his own mouth.
He had to swallow it down.
He threw up in his own mouth.
I mean, because Kershaw knew. I mean, the way it sounded off the bat, it sounded like a cannon was going off.
Yeah. Some other ones I have. I got Triple G for knocking out Wade in the second round.
Triple G. Man, he got iron hands. Please go watch this guy fight. He is incredible.
Yeah, please do. I'm going to have to get my buddy on the show to talk about Triple G one show. He does writing for round-by-round boxing.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Westbrook is only the second player ever to average 25 points per game, 10 assists, and 5 rebounds a game.
In the playoffs? In the first round?
In the playoffs, yep. Kemba Walker, like you talked about, 34 points. I could give a shout-out to Paul Millsaps for scoring 45 in game 4.
It was incredible.
And, of course, Josh Norman on his contract. Got to give him some love for that.
And let's give Cam Newton love for finally admitting to Ebony the Magazine that he could have handled the post-Super Bowl press conference better. It took him a few months, and we know how Cam Newton is. He's the biggest sore loser out there. So for him to finally come around and say, you know what, I didn't handle it like I was expected to handle it. This is bigger than me. I represent way more people than just myself. Him coming and stepping to the plate like that is just showing his maturity, showing, you know what, I got to get over it. Let me go and admit it to somebody.
Now, if the Panther fans that stood up for him would be like, you know what, he's right. Now everybody will start standing up too and like, you know what, he did it. But good for him, he did that. Moving in baseball a little bit, Tampa Bay, if you haven't seen, is 7-3 the last 10. White Sox and the Cubs are tearing it up right now, both of them 7-3 last 10.
Is there a Chi-Town World Series on the horizon?
Hey, and if, you know, I wouldn't be mad because our minor league team is the White Sox.
And they just called somebody up from the Knights.
They did. Eric Johnson got called up, one of the pitchers. Hector got called up. Garcia got called up to the majors. So they'll be up there, so cheering them guys on. Tyler Sandino's up there. He's been up there all year. Last two seasons, he was the Knights. The Mariners, 7-3, last 10. The Mets, 8-2. Pirates, killing it, like we talked about with McCutcheon. Diamondbacks is on a roll. They're 7-3, a game and a half out of L.A. right now. L.A. has lost two straight to Miami.
They can't be losing to Miami. We can't lose Miami, dude. That is just
We got shut out last night, 2-0. I don't know
Your pitching only gives up 2 runs, and you can't win. That's terrible, man.
Right. Who's cold right now? The O's, Yankees are 4-6. The Royals are 4-6. Tigers, 3-7. And the Astros, 2-8. I'm going to have to stop cheering some of these teams because Houston Rockets, I thought, would go deep in the playoffs. Nope. The Astros, I wore their jersey earlier. They're struggling right now.
The AL West is just not performing like we thought the AL West was going to perform. The Angels are struggling. The Rangers aren't blowing anybody away. What is going on?
I don't know. Just like the Braves. The Braves are 3-7 the last 10. Guess how many homers they got this season? 3.
I mean, we expected the Bravos to be bad.
But they're pretty bad. Reds, Brewers, 3-7. Rockies, 3-7. Giants and Padres, 4-6.
I'm so shocked about the Giants, though.
But they had a big game last night. They won 13-9. So watch them to come out. But it should be interesting. It's still a long season, so we're not going into it in depth. But, you know, baseball is still one of the greatest games around.
It'll be more interesting when August rolls around, right, when the NFL preseason starts rolling around, because then we'll be getting into September and then postseason baseball.
Right, exactly. All right, let's go into two words.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words.
Two words. This week's two words. I don't know if you seen it. I haven't seen it yet, but I've heard a lot of people watched it. Season premiere, Game of Thrones. Did you watch?
Didn't watch. Don't care.
catch up. I got to catch up. I'm still on season 3, so I got to catch up. So don't spoil anything for me. I did get a chance to watch Creed this week. I don't know if you had a chance to watch it yet.
I downloaded it like 2 months ago.
Have you watched it?
Yeah.
What do you think? Two words.
So-so.
So-so?
So-so. It reminded me a lot of Rocky One.
Reborn trilogy. Because I really enjoy what they did with the movie. I think it can be a good series. And, you know, Michael B. Jordan, I thought, did a really great job. Jamarcus Russell writes a letter to NFL teams to give him another chance.
Said he wants to play for free. Nope, sorry.
Real commitment. I mean,
he wasn't committed when they gave him $10 million, but now you committed now? Yep. That you broke? Come on, shut up.
Jeremy Lin doing the MJ shoulder shrug after game three. He was on fire.
Nice shout out.
Lin's sanity's back. I mean,
it's been going on for this series.
Definitely. I mean, for this season, he's really impressed. Mark Cuban saying that Russell Westbrook isn't a superstar, just an all-star.
Pouty brat. He's just pouting because his team hasn't won a playoff series since they won the championship.
And if you actually listen to what Cuban was actually saying Kevin Durant, how great Durant is. So he's putting down Westbrook at this expense of
Kevin Durant.
Yeah, yeah.
Pouty brat.
Because he wants to get Durant to come to Dallas. Don't burn your bridge, Mark. Because that will drive him away. Beyonce's new album, Lemonade.
Man. A million copies. Because she's selling them records right now.
Jay-Z Duck.
Jigga.
All I'm thinking about is Elevator.
It's a launch. Win Adam.
Yeah, here you go. Two words or three words. Watch out, Solange, because she coming at you now. Conor McGregor not being added to UFC 200.
His own mistake or wrong decision. Should have shown up for their promotion. Should have stayed in your lane.
Not cash money.
No cash.
Sacramento Kings new logo.
It sucks.
Purple rain. I mean, that's all I see is all the purple. That's a lot of purple too.
Purple, purple, purple.
Yeah. All right. Let's go. Bon voyage. You got any bon voyages?
To this week's episodes of BSS Carolinas, as always, you can catch us on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Stitcher, our webpage, add us to Snap, follow us on Twitter. Side piece.
Yeah, catch us all those places, BSS Carolinas on Twitter. Catch all our news episodes, everything else like that. Let's go. For me, I've got a couple. Sean Murphy, the A's. Minor leaguer dies at age 27.
Damn.
Josh Norman signs with Redskins, of course. Lakers fire head coach Byron Scott, in case you didn't hear. They're already looking at Luke Walton, which makes sense. Former Pats player Ron Brace dies at 29.
Damn.
Yeah, another young. A.J. Hawk released by the Bengals after 1 year. Skip Bayless is leaving ESPN, and his contract is up in August for Fox Sports. So it's going to be interesting to see who takes place on First Take.
I'm sure they'll find somebody.
Mike Tirico is leaving ESPN for NBC. So we got a new Monday Night Football crew next year. And last but not least, Prince passes away at age 57.
R.I.P. Prince. We didn't have a chance to talk about. Man, I was watching Purple Rain every day last week after they announced that they kept showing on VH1 Class. And I was like, you know, I've seen this movie a million times, but I'm going to keep watching it. You got to go take a bath and you got to swim in the waters of Lake Minnetonka before I help you write a song. And then the girl jumps in. That's not Lake Minnetonka. You got to love Prince, man. I mean, the only guy that could wear purple and high heels and have like a Jerry Curl perm thing going and get all the women I didn't understand, but he was a rock god, man.
There's, to me, in my lifetime, there's, and actually not my lifetime because Elvis wasn't my lifetime, but Elvis, Michael Jackson, and Prince.
Those it three, stopped. Yeah, they belong in the category together.
Prince, you don't realize how great this guy was. His music will always live on. His style will always live on. I think that's the thing that made him different than Mike Jackson. So different styles.
Yeah.
You know, Michael Jackson's the best performer I've ever seen. Prince is right there with him. I've never seen him live, but, you know, and it's a shame. He was here in 2011 in Charlotte. And me and my wife's like, why did we not go see him when he was here?
Because his ticket's probably insane.
But, I mean, it's Prince.
It is.
You know, it's one of those guys you, no matter what, you got to get watched. But he, so different. And I heard so many stories, Jimmy Fallon, different people. I've heard the stories about Prince. He is always a entertainer. And he will be greatly missed. I don't know if I'm going to go back and watch Purple Rain again. I tried to watch it the other day. I don't know.
I was watching the Dave Chappelle episodes where they had Prince playing against Charlie Murphy. He's like, game, blouses.
If you've not seen Prince, watch on Saturday Night Live 2, Fred Emerson. They had the Prince show with Beyonce.
Oh.
Which was played by Maya Rudolph. So watch that. We watched it. It's hilarious. Anyway, that is it for our show today on BSS Carolinas. You got anything else?
Sports is life.
And you can catch us everywhere. Thanks for sticking around.
Violets in bloom, animals strike curious.